Benito Almilcare Andrea Mussolini was named after three revolutionary heroes. The name Benito, a Spanish name as opposed to the Italian equivalent Benedetto, was inspired by Benito Juarez, the Mexican revolutionary turned president who not only toppled the Emperor Maximilian but had him executed. The other two names were inspired by now forgotten heroes of anarchist socialism, Amilcare Cipriani and Andrea Costa. Mussolini's father, Alessandro, was a blacksmith, an ardent socialist with an anarchist bent, who was a member of the First International along with Marx and Engels and served in the local socialist council. Alessandro's heart and mind were always filled and pulsing with socialistic theories, Mussolini recalled. His intense sympathies mingled with socialist doctrines and causes. He discussed them in the evening with his friends, and his eyes filled with light. On other nights, Mussolini's father read him passages from Das Kapital. When villagers brought their horses to Alessandro's shop to be shod, part of the price came in the form of listening to the blacksmith spout his socialist theories. Mussolini was a congenital rabble-rouser. At the age of 10, young Benito led a demonstration against his school for serving bad food. In high school, he called himself a socialist, and at the age of 18, while working as a substitute teacher, he became the secretary of a socialist organization and began his career as a left-wing journalist. Mussolini undoubtedly inherited his father's hatred of traditional religion, particularly the Catholic Church. His brother Arnaldo was named in homage to Arnaldo de Brescia, a medieval monk executed in 1155, who was revered as a local hero for rebelling against the wealth and abuses of the church. When Mussolini was 10, the priests at his school had to drag him to mass, kicking and screaming. Later in life, as a student activist in Switzerland, he made a name for himself by regularly offending devout Christians. He particularly liked to ridicule Jesus, describing him as an ignorant Jew and claiming that he was a pygmy compared to Buddha. One of his favorite tricks was to publicly dare God to strike him dead, if he existed. After returning to Italy as a rising socialist journalist, he repeatedly accused priests of moral turpitude, denounced the church in sundry ways, and even wrote a bodice ripper called Claudia Particella, the cardinal's mistress, which dripped with sexual innuendo. Mussolini's Nietzschean contempt for the slave morality of Christianity was sufficiently passionate that he'd sought to purge Christians of all kinds from the ranks of Italian socialism. In 1910, for example, at a socialist congress in Forli, he introduced and carried a resolution which held that the Catholic faith or any other mainstream monotheism was inconsistent with socialism, and that any socialists who practiced religion or even tolerated it in their children should be expelled from the party. Mussolini demanded that party members renounce religious marriage, baptism, and all other Christian rituals. In 1913, he wrote another anti-church book on Jan Hus, the Czech heretic nationalist called Jan Hus the Truthful.